Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's me, Damien, back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for October 26th, 2020. And yes, it wasn't you. We did have hiatus last week due to some audio interface issues. They're all resolved now, so as long as you can hear me, then that means everything is working as normal. And as always, this is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and the past 24 hours. The Pixel 5 is a solid, if slightly overpriced and unspectacular device at times, but early issues are already manifesting. The latest shows that some Pixel 5 owners are unable to make payments using NFC and therefore Google Pay. As Google Pay is effectively baked into Android 11 thanks to the Cards and Passes feature, this issue is quite pronounced if you do choose to leave your wallet at home and rely on the NFC payment system. Reports have already surfaced on the Google support forums, but we have since been able to confirm that this issue is affecting our own Pixel 5 units. The problem is limited to Pixel 5 devices, as the same payment card will work as expected on Google Pixel 4 and Pixel 4a series handsets, provided the payment system is registered. Normal troubleshooting processes also seem to be ineffective at curing Google Pay issues on the Pixel 5, unless you factory reset your device, that is. Multiple device resets, reinstallation, cache and storage clearing are unable to get NFC payments working on handsets, and I can personally confirm that the issue is affecting my own Pixel 5 retail unit here in the UK. Now, the problem may stem from restoring old backups on a new device, but it's not entirely clear if this is the case for all those encountering the inability to make wireless payments. Of course, factory resets are not always an ideal solution for most people in many scenarios, plus it is a time-consuming process. One would expect that this is simply an issue with the device, as it still passes CTS checks, so we should have no issues with Google Pay. However, an app update will likely resolve any lingering problems over the coming weeks. This is provided Google is aware of the issue internally. That said, we have reached out to Google for a comment on the issues that some are facing, and will update you should we receive an official response. Of course, as we all know, this year's Google flagship phone has launched in the Asia-Pacific region and Europe over the past 2 weeks before US and Canadian availability. Ahead of a Thursday release stateside, the Google Store, though, has started charging Pixel 5 buyers for their pre-orders and removed the ability to cancel. The Pixel 5 charge went through early on Sunday morning for people in the US and Canada. It coincides with the Google Store order details page, removing the ability to cancel your order. Even though the phone officially launches on October 29th, when the pre-order status switches to buy, most Google Store purchasers are quoted a shipping timeframe that starts the day after Friday. That means it's bumped into weekend delivery for many shoppers out there. Basing off of Pixel 4a, which officially launched on a Thursday back in August, Google could be sending shipping notices as soon as tomorrow. It's possible that devices will start arriving a day or two in advance of the quoted date, though. In contrast to Apple, which shipped its devices earlier in the week, Google does not impose strict holds that prevent early delivery by logistics partners. This general two-week delay is possibly due to the inclusion of millimeter wave for US carriers, which already makes a Pixel 5 $100 more expensive and changes the value calculus of the device. As OnePlus devices have slowly increased in price, it has created demand for more affordable devices from the firm. The OnePlus Nord was at the start of that early this year in countries around the world, but today the lineup is expanding. The OnePlus Nord N10 5G and N100 are the company's most affordable smartphones to date, and they're coming to the United States. The OnePlus Nord N10 5G is the more premium of these two devices, so let's start there. This device offers a 6.49-inch 1080p 90Hz display with a small punch hole for the 16-megapixel selfie camera. Under the hood, you'll find a 5G-enabled Snapdragon 690 processor. The device also carries 6GB of RAM, 128GB of storage, and a 4,300mAh battery. While wireless charging is nowhere to be found, WattCharge 30T is available on this device with an adapter included in the box. Rounding out the specs, the N10 5G has a 64MP primary camera, an unspecified but rumoured 8MP 119-degree ultrawide, and two other sensors for monochrome images and macro shots. On the lower end of the spectrum, the OnePlus Nord N100 is a 4G-only phone powered by the Snapdragon 460 chip. It has 4GB of RAM and 64GB of storage. It has a 6.52-inch 720p display, and it's only a 60Hz panel. There's also a 13MP main camera, a bokeh sensor, and macro lens too. Notably, there is a 5,000 mAh battery under the hood and USB-C charging, but that is limited to 18 watts. One thing you'll also find on both the OnePlus Nord N10 5G and the N100 is the headphone jack, something OnePlus hasn't offered in a few years now. They also use rear-facing fingerprint scanners and include micro SD card slots, a first for any OnePlus device. Both devices also ship with OxygenOS 10.5 instead of OxygenOS 11. That means Android 10 is installed out of the box, despite 11 being widely available. We've asked OnePlus for comment regarding the update policy on these devices, but no information could be provided before press time. The OnePlus Nord N10 5G and N100 are both arriving in Europe first, but there's no date right now for availability. Pricing on the N100 lands at £179 in the UK, while the N10 5G stands at £329. Sometime later though, both phones will be launching in the United States, but there's no firm date for that yet, and prices are also unclear, but we are hearing it will be later in November. And finally, one of the most well-known pieces of software for downloading YouTube videos, YouTube-DL, was removed from GitHub following a takedown notice from the Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA. Whether you're looking to back up contents of your personal YouTube account or download some of your favorite YouTubers' videos for offline usage, many turn to YouTube-DL as the most reliable and in-depth tool for downloading videos from YouTube. Beyond simple downloading features, YouTube-DL is also able to convert your download to nearly any format, including creating an MP3 of just a video's audio track. Like many things in life, there are legal and illegal ways of using YouTube-DL, especially as YouTube has grown its paid subscription service. On Friday afternoon, the RIAA issued a DMCA requesting that the site remove the open source code of YouTube-DL and all associated mirrors. One of the primary bases for the RIAA's claim is that YouTube-DL appears to be developed with the explicit intention of enabling the downloading of copyright works, with music videos from the likes of Justin Timberlake and Taylor Swift being used to test the tool's functionality, a claim which we were able to independently verify. This takedown notice does not necessarily spell the permanent end of YouTube-DL. GitHub always immediately takes down any source code of a project it receives a DMCA notice for, but like this, the project's creators will have an opportunity to file a counterclaim in the hopes of restoring YouTube-DL's status on GitHub. We'll be keeping an eye on the situation though as it develops. In the meantime, those that still have YouTube-DL on their device or can obtain it from a mirror are able to continue using it as normal. The larger issue is that YouTube-DL will likely cease to receive updates for the time being, and therefore any changes made by YouTube or other video services could potentially cause the tool to no longer function. As YouTube-DL is a fairly well-known and powerful tool, with over 72,000 stars on GitHub alone, it's likely there are many other tools that rely on it for their YouTube-related capabilities. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And be sure to subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.